Okay, good evening. So tonight, Bez Hashem, we're going to learn Simin Reishon. Hey, we'll learn an entire Simin B'li Nadar. This is Chav Zayin Amud Aleph in the Mishnah Brura, Simin Reishon Hey. So we've been talking a lot about Shehiyah when it comes to leaving things cooking and the Chashash of Shemi Yechata, that you might come to stoke the coals. What if you're not cooking anything, but you just have a fire going? You have your fireplace going. Is there a problem with that? Because people often stoke the coals in their fireplace, so is that going to be a concern for a person to leave their fireplace going? That is the topic of Simin Reishon and Hay. So says Shulchan Aruch, Einosin Medurim Eitzim Samuch Chashecha, Shiatz Benu Ur, Binyan Shetei Shalheves Olamei Aleha, that you have to start the fire early enough before Shabbos that the fire is going to go on its own. It's going to be a self-sufficient fire, B'lisiyua Eitzim Acherim, without having to add in more fuel to the fire. V'imu Eitzichidi, and if it's just a single log that you're lighting, Tzarech Shechos Ur Barov Avyo Barov Hakefo, then the fire has to get through the majority of the thickness of the log, as well as the majority of the circumference of the log, to be confident that it's going to go on its own, and therefore there's no chashash that you're going to come to stoke it. If it hasn't lit to that extent, then it's going to be usher to get any hana'a from that fire on Shabbos, because I'm concerned that you're going to come to mess with the fire in order to make it better, in order to raise the flame. But if it did light enough before Shabbos that it's mutter, then you're allowed to sit there and enjoy the light of that fire, or enjoy the warmth of the fire, whether the fire is sitting directly on the ground or the fire is on some sort of kli. And even if it's not from the most flammable of materials that is fueling the fire, there are certain items you're not supposed to use as wicks on Shabbos because it doesn't light very well, and we're afraid you're going to mess with the wicks in order to make them light better. But if you're making a big fire, you're making a big bonfire, we're not as worried about those materials. Once it's mostly lit, we assume will continue to stay lit. So let's see the Mishnah Brura. Ein osin madura. So first of all, Rav Nissim Karelitz is quoted in the Dirshu over here to discuss, you know, the Shulchan Aruch talks about cooking and fire that you might stoke the coals to help you cook, and it talks about a fire itself where you just want to use the fire for, you know, in our simon about using the fire for warmth or for light. What if you're using a fire to burn chametz, right? So does the same halacha apply? Erev Pesach is chal on Erev Shabbos. For Seder night is Friday night. So you don't have enough time most of the chametz will be burnt before Shabbos. So Rav Nissim Kralitz is not sure whether you're allowed to burn the chametz or you have to come up with other ways to destroy the chametz. But anyway, let's see the Mishnah Brura. V'adinim rotza lahasik oz hatanu shel beis acharif. If you want to light your furnace, nami dinu kemadura. It has the same din as a fireplace. Elim ken hatanu toach betit da'oz sharin. Unless you avoid any chashash of chitoy by making it completely closed, completely sealed shut, where then it's going to be mutter. Mashman dim yeshu samu chashechet shtei shalev zol me'leo. The implication is that if it's close enough that the fire is going to be able to, there's enough, it's far enough away from shkia that the fire is going to be able to be self-sufficient, then it's going to be okay, even if the furnace is not sealed shut. Even though the Shulchan Aruch allows you to start your fire in your fireplace long enough before Shabbos that the majority of it, that it's going to be olamei aleha, let's try to stay away from that as well. You should try to make sure that it's completely raging already before Shabbos starts. Because a lot of times you'll have some of the pokers that remain in the tanur. And you're going to end up asking a guy to extinguish those pokers, because if, as long as they're not extinguished, you may have to leave the hood open on the oven, and it's going to start filling the house in order to release some of the smoke, and by doing that it's going to cool the oven down too much, so you're going to want a nachri to extinguish the poker. So you don't want to put yourself in a position where you're going to do amira l'nachri on Shabbos. We don't want that l'chalchila person should put himself in a position to do amira l'nachri. And this is not at all similar to the halacha that you're allowed to ask Aska Nachri to turn on the heat for you on Shabbos, doesn't mean the way it's Acheres, because if you live in in a freezing cold climate and there's no heat, you have no other option. Demashis Agedmul Kavernis Karer, because whatever you lit on Friday is already extinguished by the time Shabbos morning comes around, and it's 20 below zero and you could freeze. So of course in that case you do Amir Lenachri. Aval Hacha, but over here, Hari Yachal Asik Mikodim, you could have lit this fire a little bit earlier on Friday, Im Lo Shaya Ones Bazel, unless there was some sort of onus that we don't know about. Ad she yatzis, if cut and bays, that if the fire is not going to be is not going to latch on, so then we're afraid that it's going to that you might be mechata b'gachalim. I just realized now this is where the Dirshu quotes that comment of Nissim Kralitz over here. What I meant to say before was the Dirshu quotes a different discussion as to why this is different than cooking. You know, by cooking it's not enough that the fire is consumed. Consuming most of the fuel. It has to be that that the food is already machal bedrusai or something like that, right? Why didn't we just say, oh, if the fire is already consuming most of the fuel and the fire is self-sufficient, that I'm no longer concerned shami yachata. So the chiluk is pasha, that when it comes to cooking, my main concern is not the fire, it's the food. So I don't care that the fire is burning okay. I need it to burn enough to cook the food. So even if the fire is burning pretty well, I may want to raise it to make cook the food. Over here, the concern is the fire. So if the fire is burning pretty well, so then I'm going to leave it alone. I'm not going to worry about it. Sivkat and Gimel, Belisi Yua, Dainu Shlo Yitzarach Lomar, Aveitzim Dakim, Naniach Tatein, Taktein, Kedei Laavir. That it has to be that the fire is self-sufficient, that you would not ask somebody, come bring some small logs or some small branches that we can keep this fire going. Barov Avyo, it's got to get through the majority of the thickness of the log, Sheikone So Ur Mi Bifnim, Betoch Avyo Ad Rubo, that the fire has penetrated the thickness of the log in the majority, and also the majority of the circumference on the outside of the log. And if you didn't do this right, then you're not going to be allowed to get hanaf from that fire. Even though now you're looking at the fire and it's totally burning, but by the time Shkia came, it wasn't totally burning. So now there may not be a concern, Shemi Yechata, but you violated Shehiya, and since you violated Shehiya, you're not going to be allowed to get Hanah from that fire. Just like we had yesterday when we were discussing if you violated Shehiya by putting up a pot of beans right before Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat those beans. You're not allowed to get Hanah from the violation of Divrei Chachamim. But if it had lit properly already before Shabbos, then yachal is chameim. You could warm yourself by it. Hataz b'sim nayin rei sheikos of the mikol makom yesh lizor shalodesh b'samuch etzel zanvos huudim. The Taz says, yeah, but still, don't sit so close that you're right by the tail of the pokers that are used for that fire. If you're sitting by the fireplace and your mom's like you're almost touching the pokers of the fire, it's just too easy to just pick it up and do something with the fire. The Eli Rabbi and Tosef Shabbos say, no, there's no problem with that. Once the fire is self-sufficient, hey, you can't tell me I can't sit this close, I can sit that close. It's mutter. You could be as close as you want. Unless it's something where you're reading right by it, or you're trying to use it for where you need a lot of light, does chashin shemiyatu come into minayin reshei? Because then you have a different isser. There's a different isser of Chazal not to read by candlelight, because if you read by candlelight, we're afraid you might tilt the candle. So if you're, that same isser will apply to read by your fireplace. Va'afilu v'chulei d'b'madur mitoch she'asek rav kalechad mavir eschavero, that when you have a big fire, one log is going to light the other one. You're not going to have to, if it's already majority lit, you're not going to have to do much with it. Sif beis in the Shulchan Aruch. Yesh omrim shebepacham and afilu loachas bemuur elokol shushar imnei sheim dolkim v'holchim. If you have charcoal, which is very, very flammable, so even if it didn't get through the majority of the thickness and the majority of the hekif or whatever, that's going to be mutter because you're not going to need to stoke it. It will light on its own. Sif gimel. Madura shel zephis v'shel gafris v'shel kash u'gvava. If what's fueling the fire is extremely flammable stuff, afilu lo achas bemo or elakol shu shari, then even if you just have the tip of it lit on fire, that's going to be mutter. Imagine you light like a paper towel on fire. So even though there's just a flame at one little teeny tiny end of the paper towel, 100% of the time it will spread and burn the rest of the day. You're not going to need to stoke anything or do anything. V'chein madura shel kadam v'shel garine tamarim k'shem v'fuzarim. And the same is true if there are reeds or date seeds that are scattered. Avul makadam aguz v'garine b'sal. But if the reeds are bundled together, or the seeds are piled up in a basket, then you need to make sure the fire is in a more advanced stage, because then you might need to stoke it a little bit in order to get it going. And some say that no, it's just the opposite, that when they're tightly packed together, they're much more likely to stay lit on their own. When they're more spread apart, you're more likely to try to get it going. Sivkat on Tesson that it's just giving examples of things that melt very quickly. The stubble from the field, the straw from the field, just defining the terms of these very flammable materials. That if it's scattered, then it's going to be, you don't have to worry about it because it's going to light very easily. And once the fire catches onto some of it, it will just easily spread to the rest. But if they're bundled together or they're tightly packed in a basket, fire needs some airspace in order to be able to live. And if the fire's not going to be able to breathe between one and the other, then the fire's going to die. That is the Shita of the Rif and the Rambam. But the Yeshomrim in the Shulchan Aruch Shu Dasa Rosh V'Atur Hu Lehipuch is the opposite. That's the opinion of the Rosh and the Tur. That if they're too scattered about, they're not going to be close enough for the fire to jump from one to the other. And therefore, they'll ultimately extinguish. That's why you need a lot. As opposed to if they're bundled together, then the fire will easily jump from one to the other. And the same is true with the seeds. So to summarize what we learned today, so first we said that when you're lighting a fire for heat purposes or for warmth, you know, for light purposes, then it has to be self-sufficient before Shabbos starts. And if it is self-sufficient, you're allowed to use it normally for the heat, for the light. But there is a machlokas about sitting too close to the fire that we saw in the Mishnah Brura. Machlokas about sitting too close. You're for sure not allowed to sit so close when you're that you're trying to read something. Machlokas about sitting too close to the pokers. And then we said that if the fuel is highly flammable, then even if it's just a drop, if it's just lit a drop, it's mutter. But there are two opinions whether that applies only when it's very tightly packed together or only when it's more loose and more spread out. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Simin Reish Nun Vav and the beginning of Simin Reish Nun Zayin. Have a wonderful evening, everybody.